Tonia Kerrigan joins us in studio for that. And Tonia, let's start perhaps with the Lebanese press and what they're saying.
Absolutely. Let's have a look first at the front page of this pro-Hezbollah paper, Al Akhbar, where the headline reads, assassination without rules, or lawless assassination, you might say. As you can imagine, Hezbollah are extremely angry, as are their sympathisers, about this attack. But it doesn't stop there. L'Orient Le Jour, which is much more critical of Hezbollah, a French-speaking paper in Lebanon, has on the front page the pages of terror, referring to this as the biggest ever security failing within Hezbollah and pointing out that the Lebanese authorities are calling this a war crime. If we look at the inside pages, it's extremely condemnatory, extremely angry. It says, "The beep that kills," is the title of that article. It reads, rather than searing proof of its technological superiority, this is another jewel in Israel's resolutely terrorist crown. And it says, like in Gaza, there has been no concern for the collateral victims. So you can see just the way that the national press are reeling from this attack.
Well, of course, Antonia, this came just when an all-out conflict between Israel and its northern neighbour seems to be getting closer than ever. The question Israeli papers asking themselves, well, is that war more or less likely now?
Absolutely. There are some different takes on this in the Israeli press. Let's start with the Jerusalem Post. Now, this headline, as you can see, a Lebanon pager blast, Hezbollah has no idea what hit it. That is a positively jubilant headline. And the question this article asks is the same as what we're asking. Will this be the knockout punch for Hezbollah? Now, the article says that although Hassan Nasrallah has threatened retaliation, it seems to suggest the belief that Hezbollah might be a little bit more likely to decide that they can't beat Israel militarily and as such back down. This article is extremely optimistic. That's a view that is, from an Israeli point of view, that's not shared by Haaretz. Haaretz is extremely condemnatory of the attack. It says, "Pager blast humiliated Hezbollah, but they won't win any wars for Israel." And this article says, up until now, the Hezbollah strategy has been to bleed Israel, to hurt Israel through the missile strikes in the north, but has shown no interest in an all-out war. Now, though, that could change because of the scale of this attack. The thesis of this article is that at a time when not so long ago Netanyahu was promising the Israeli people a victory in Gaza, Israel now seems closer than ever to a full-out war on a brand new front. Times of Israel has another piece discussing what Israel's sort of military options are in Lebanon. Its headline, "While still in Gaza, Israel has no good options in Lebanon, but it may invade anyway." This analysis piece says that short of flooding the ground in Lebanon with Israeli troops, Israel doesn't have particularly strong options for defeating Hezbollah, and that action would in fact be ill-advised. Israel is war-weary and yet to succeed with the much smaller group Hamas in Gaza. This article seems to suggest that the pager operation was useful for Israel in that it may put Hezbollah on the back foot, on the defensive, and buy Israel time. The article seems to suggest that war with Hezbollah is nothing short of inevitable and makes no suggestion that peace should be the medium-term objective for Israel on that front.
And of course, Antonia, Israel has not claimed responsibility for this attack. However, it is being widely assumed that it was behind it, which begs the question, why exactly now?
Well, Foreign Policy has an interesting piece on this in which it plays around with various little different hypotheses. One of the reasons, of course, is the material damage this will do to Hezbollah and its command, also taking out or at least benching for a while some of its operatives. This attack may also put some of its allies, such as Iran, on the back foot. It could force internal purging of the Hezbollah organisation, infighting that could overall weaken the organisation. Another hypothesis that's a bit more cynical is that it aims to polish Mossad's once formidable reputation that took a real beating, of course, over the security failing that was the 7th of October attack in Israel. And of course, Mossad are not the only ones with a struggling reputation. The government is really struggling to maintain its popularity in the country, and this allows them to deliver results at a time when they are under pressure for their failure to deliver results regarding the hostages.
And Antonio, hearing there from Oliver a little bit earlier, it's not exactly unusual, these attacks between Israel and Hezbollah. However, the method used in this case is new.
Absolutely. This use of pagers is surprised the international press no end. As we've discussed earlier this year, Hassan Nasrallah ordered a shift away from mobile phones because they're so hackable. There's GPS, there's internet, there are so many things that expose a device to hacking. However, I mean, apart from the enormous casualties, this attack is being hailed as the stuff of spy fiction. The Financial Times has this interesting piece that says exploding pagers join long history of killer communications devices. In other words, this attack was a surprise, but it's not out of character for the Israeli authorities. Israeli spies have a long history of this kind of thing, as Olive was explaining to us. In 1972, Mossad killed a PLO representative in Paris by stuffing the base of his home phone with explosives. And in 1996, Shin Bet tricked a Hamas bomb maker, Ayash, into accepting a phone call from his father on a Motorola telephone that was stuffed with explosives also. And the article also points out, of course, that a phone is a double-edged weapon. It allows you to identify and also surveil your victim before then being the weapon of attack.
OK, Antonio Carrigan, thanks a lot for giving us a look at how the newspapers are picking up on this story. Meanwhile,